The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I'm just thrilled because today we are doing a live show with Eric Altman. Now, not only is this my first live show in many years, this is the first show I've ever done live with Eric, so he's going to be asked all these questions by our wonderful listeners and doing online healing, so I'm really, really excited. So let's take a fast break right before we get into all of the excitement. We'll be right back with Eric Altman. Join us for the Ultimate Energy Cruise featuring the phenomenal energy shifter Eric Altman on October 4th. Spend 3 whole days and nights interacting with one of the most powerful energy healers of our lifetime. Go to lawofattractioncruise.com and sign up today. This is going to be a sold-out event, so don't wait. lawofattractioncruise.com.
Hi, I'm Sue Elliott, Editor-in-Chief of Law of Attraction Magazine. I would love to introduce you to the magazine so you can manifest the life of your dreams. You'll find powerful wisdom, insights, and easy techniques inside every issue of Law of Attraction magazine, and it's available right now, digitally, and on most newsstands. Visit lawofattractionmag.com to purchase your online copy today. That's lawofattractionmag.com.
Law of Attraction magazine is not associated with Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Now it's time to bring on this incredible and fun-loving energy shifter, Mr. Eric Altman. Welcome back, Eric, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Thank you so much. It's awesome to be back here, and I'm excited for tonight and excited for all the guests and to connect with them and yeah, just have a great time. I'm ecstatic, so I'm ready to roll.
All righty. Well, Eric, I know we're going to be taking calls shortly, but I was hoping that maybe we could do something for those who are unable to call in tonight. Perhaps we could start by doing a generalized healing, and that they could, if you could start it now and have it last the entire hour. Is that possible?
I'll get something going, and what we'll do is maybe about a 7-minute healing. That will be, it will kind of cover the whole show. And then we can do that throughout the show if time allows and whatever your agenda is, we can kind of follow that as well. So,
okay.
Let's do something to set the stage in the last 7 minutes and let just everyone set your intention to receive. So that's the key tonight is learning to receive. So just open up. My intention is to receive this healing energy from Eric Altman. And let's go. Just breathe. Just drop in. And just relax. Okay, just take a nice couple deep breaths. Just relax into your body. Perfect. Beautiful. Thank you.
And now I feel relaxed, too. Should we do the show or not? I don't know. We could sit here and talk all night. Eric, let's talk. Before we bring on everyone, let's talk about what you do. Do you see the energy around people, around the masses, or explain that a little bit?
Not so much around the masses. I would say when I'm working with someone, I'm paying attention to that person much more than I would, you know, say walking down the street. So when I'm working with a group of people, the same thing, by the same token, I'm focusing my attention in that direction, so to speak. If there's 100 people, then it's just broadening the focus a little bit. And, you know, like day to day, like out in the world, I'm not paying attention to it. That feels a little bit intrusive to me. So, yeah, when someone asks me to, like, support them in whatever way that might be, so then I just let that kind of come out. And what it looks like to me is they're showing me something. And, you know, whether they're conscious of that or not. And typically they're not. So they might say their right shoulder is hurting, but all of a sudden something from their knee comes out, you know, like maybe like a brownish color, something that's kind of not healthy or bright or a lot of fluency in that area of the body.
Interesting. So I know that you have done energy work for groups of like 200,000 people. So what does, I mean, when you see and work with that many people, are you seeing their different issues or are you seeing the general collective consciousness?
It's a general collective, and in something like that, I just get the parameters of like, say whether it's a 200-mile circumference or diameter, that all the people are in between there. I'm focusing on the center first of all, and then what I do is it's fun. I can feel where all of a sudden the density stops, and then I'll go out about another like mile or so, and then just make sure when I go around the circle in my mind that I'm not bumping up against anything. So I know at that point that I've got everything like covered, you know, whether it's a group of people that have gotten together for an healing or whether there's something going on in a different country or, you know, in the United States. So then I just know the boundaries, I would say. And so I just work within that. And so in that, I treat that just like a person. So then I start to see kind of hot spots within a circle. And then I go for the hot spots and just start to let my scene, whatever takes place, let the energy like just follow that. And then it's not me really doing it, that the intelligence in the energy that starts to like help me kind of like focus in different ways. And so again, I'm letting that guide me. I'm supporting it just with my own presence. And then I know when it's done and there's kind of a dead spot, it'll feel like there's nothing that's pushing back anymore. So I know that I can kind of like shift or move some to the next spot.
Wow, that is so fascinating.
Yeah.
I was always wondering, because as we had a conversation last night that you said that some people use their hands, some people use or see colors, but you are the one who you're using your mind to connect with people.
Kind of like I'm using every, you know, every gift that we have in our body. So I use my mind, and at the same time, I'm able to like work with both, if that makes sense. So I'm able to like, I'm seeing things, and I can kind of deduce like what is the or prioritize what is the most important thing right now to go to in this spot. And so I'm just guided there. I'm pulled there right away, and I just trust that, you know, it's just like anything else. I've done it for, you know, like 20 some years, 25 years or more than that. So You just get better and better, and plus it's like playing an instrument or something like that. I practice every day. I'm working with it every single day.
Wow, that is so neat. And it's kind of like you're going to your triage, you know, you're going to the first what really needs it. That's so interesting. Now,
Now
this is, I'm just so excited. We have an upcoming 3-day cruise. I am so excited about spending 3 whole days with you in a group, and that we're just going to energize everything and clear out. But I know that we're focusing specifically on the pineal gland, which we're going to activate that. So how are you going to do that? I mean, are we decalcifying the pineal gland? What's the purpose for all of this?
For on the cruise you're speaking of, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The purpose of that is like the I've done that and not as long as I've done other things, probably about 15 years. I've studied it for one thing from just biology and just the terrain of the brain, so to speak. And so that intrigued me a lot. So anything like that that catches my attention, I'll just follow. I know there's something there for me. And in that, so we start to connect in with our higher wisdom. You know, a lot of people, I think, associate that with this, the third eye. And so they can, you know, there's kind of like seeing what I'm talking about and beyond, you know, whatever gift the person has. So it just enhances that. And even if they don't see something, say, today, and I would say for probably 75% of the people I've worked with, to really kind of open that up, yeah, their seeing becomes, it's very practical, actually. They can, it's something they can count on very consistently. And then, and again, that external seeing kind of, it will convert to being more intuitive, like connecting to their wisdom, kind of internal wisdom, and one thing kind of, yeah, they all fold into one.
Wow, that is so exciting. So now also on the cruise, and I've seen you talk about this, about the DNA and going back to the changing the our ancestors and everything. I've seen you get so excited and say it's so much fun. But explain what that is, because it, to me, it's like this is mind-blowing stuff.
Well, it's so easy, I would say, for me. And I think it is for other people that do this sort of thing. I'm just guessing, but I don't think especially. I just have a special interest in that. And so the same with the pineal gland. It's there's something tied in there for me to that makes sense. There's no reason that we have to carry something, you know, along with us from our ancestors or for that matter, anything else here in present time. And so... So that's what motivates me in that aspect of the clearing out the DNA so that we get a fresh, you know, and just create our own lives, you know, not dependent on all these things that have like happened one day ago or 100 years ago. And so the DNA itself, like it's to, all I'm doing is actually like clearing it to giving you or someone else, you know, again, a fresh start to like begin your life today in the way that you're interested in and not be so affected by, you know, what your relatives have done for the last 200 years or 500 years. So.
But are you saying like you're changing their beliefs that there's lack, their beliefs in poverty or sickness or their belief in people that are not, that they're victims. Is this what you're changing?
Well, what I'm actually doing, I'm just, I don't like to manipulate something that, I'm trying to look for the right words in this so that I'm clear. I would say like a better way to put it is I'm clearing the DNA and clearing the patterns and just releasing the things that aren't fruitful for you or me or anyone else today moving forward and not trying to manipulate that information so as interfering with, the universal energy or the source or God or whatever you want to call that. But since this potential is, I have the potential to do this as many, probably many other people do, I'm just using it for the better good of our planet right now. And so in that vein, it feels really clean to me. It feels fine. And just as I check in all the time before I do any kind of work with people, am I kind of in interrupting? So I think I have a good eye for that. That's what I would call it.
Oh, I see. So you don't want to change their life process,
right?
But you're trying to release all of that old garbage that's just building
right
up, and that there's no reason for it.
Right.
Okay.
So I think that just, and that's probably one reason that I'm able to do it. I don't think, again, I'm special. It's just like that I was given a certain tool that that will help certain people that I'll work with, and they'll be able to like help others, and you know, on and on and on. So.
Wow.
I'm very respectful about like the things that I'm able to do, and not definitely not over sell them, or you know, it's not like one thing is good for everyone.
Yeah.
So I'll like even in groups, the right people kind of show up, you know, for that, and that's been it's been pretty consistent like throughout the time I've done this work.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. It's just like the cruise. The people who are supposed to be on the cruise are always there for the reason, you know. It's
right,
amazing
right
to me how the universe puts everything together just perfectly. Let's take the first caller. Would you mind if we start doing that? Take a caller?
Whatever. Yeah, I'm happy to do anything. This I like working with people. I like chatting with you. I like hanging out.
I know. So. I know. You keep me laughing. I got to tell you, we have the best phone calls. I love it. Okay. So let's go down here, and I'm going to unmute a caller by the area code 970. I don't have a name here.
That could be like a cell phone, maybe.
Yeah, it looks like a cell phone. Are you there, 970?
I am indeed. Thank you so much for seeing me there. I really appreciate that.
Not a problem. You're on the air with Eric Altman.
Oh, aloha, Eric. It's such a joy and treat to meet you, if you will. And,
thank you very much.
I'm excited about what you do. I actually do something similar by myself, like in an effort to help with things that you do with the crowds and stuff. And so I thought it was really intriguing because I just kind of did it because I felt that I needed to do something when big things were going on. So I just really honor that you do it and yours works so well because it's a great gift to us and to the world in general. And I thank you. And then as for me, I can say I would love for you to do what you do. I don't even know where to direct the question out because just from a place of fact, no victim intended, there literally isn't an area of my life that is working in a pleasant way, if you will. I suppose it's working, but not the happy way. So I would love to see, I often wonder, because I've done a lot of quote work, unquote, and I seem to make it worse. It seems to be aggravated, and I wondered if it may be, it would be logical if it was ancestral and DNA and stuff, because I really don't know how to get into that and change it. So I'd love for you to just see what you see and see where you think we could be the most effective.
Maybe if you want to just close your eyes for a little bit, and if you can take a few breaths, and then let me just kind of just connect with you, if that's okay with you.
Cool.
Okay.
Go for it.
All right. So just try to relax. And again, the key again is like that your intention to receive, because that's what makes the world go around here. Okay. Okay, here we go. How are you doing right now?
I'm very much enjoying that. I actually feel things being rearranged in a sense.
Good. So, yes, nice. What I saw, and yeah, I could be totally full of it. So, you have the heart will go out, the chakra kind of will go out in a cone, in from the front and the back. the fascinating thing with you, nothing was coming out the front. And so I kind of got that spinning, and then I actually started, for some reason, your feet were kind of, the circulation in your feet were not activated. So I just helped that then throughout your whole body, the circulation, and then to your brain, and then back through your heart again to almost reconnect everything that was kind of off kilter, to say the least. And so I think hopefully that will just keep growing.
Oh, that would be really cool.
Yeah, there's no reason like why it shouldn't. That's probably better put, because that's the kind of a big thing that was going on there. So, I'm glad you asked for help, and good luck. I hope it all works. And be in contact with, write me a note or something, or email or whatever.
Oh, I would love that. Thank you very much. I'd like to let you know, because I have some physical damage to my body from an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly tapped into those areas. And then that flipped my life in a 180 that was unpleasant. And, man, my heart was so open my whole life, kind of to my own detriment. And I felt it close down. And I've been, like, trying to get it to, like, I don't want my heart to be closed. I really don't want it to be closed. And yet I can feel it. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
That was a great service. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it, yeah.
Oh,
very sweet.
Okay, let's go to the next caller real fast. And if you can, try to keep it under a minute, because we want to get through as many people as we can. Poor Eric's going to be tired. No, Eric doesn't get tired. He doesn't sleep, this guy.
I don't think much.
He doesn't. He's so fascinating. Okay, let's talk to Papa's MA. It's area code 213. That's Los Angeles. Are you there?
I am here, and I am so grateful that you accepted my call.
It's divinely orchestrated.
Thank you very kindly. Thank you, Eric, for being present here.
Thank you. Thanks very much. That's sweet.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know which, hearing about the pineal gland now, I'm wondering if I should ask about that, or my stomach has been bothering me. I've been under a tremendous amount of stress due to employment issues, et cetera, but maybe it's just general. If you can take a look at me, start that energy going in the pineal gland, or whatever it is that you sense, I would appreciate that.
Okay, I'm going to keep repeating this. So just, set your intention to receive. I couldn't say that enough. That's it's easy for me to do the work the more the door is open, and that's you, and then I can do a lot more work, and it will stay over time. And so oftentimes, so I'm just saying this for everyone's benefit too. So oftentimes what happens, people, they might have work with someone, and then they get kind of a spike. And what happens is that the aspect of being open for the receiver is not really given much attention to. So maybe a couple of days later, they start to go back down to ground zero again, where they started. And so the piece for me is like, there's nothing like inside your system that I can't support you with or correct that. And so, but what I'm interested in doing when I work with people is like to have that to last over time. And so typically it does. And so, but I know what the key is the receptivity part. Because then I can get it could get really deep into your system and your psychology part as well, which is the most important aspect as far as when it starts bumping up the belief system about 2 days after you might have gone to see someone that does healing work or some sort of thing like that. A couple of days later is usually the tipping point where you start to go back to your normal state, whatever that is. Let's just play. So it's just fun, play, and then here we go. So just relax, receive. You remember to breathe. You're holding your breath there. Okay, how are you doing? How are you feeling right now?
Okay, I got kind of hot there for a minute. Then I felt something in my third eye area. You know, it's like you're getting your tooth pulled or something, like a little...
Good. That's good. Yeah. That's good. You start to open up and receive. So I wonder why you feel a little off. So what is happening that ultimately, like, where, say, tomorrow you might go somewhere. There's one thing missing, and it's you. Like, you're going to all these places, but you forget to bring you with you. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're not allowing yourself to enjoy life and to show up completely, and so that creates that discord, disconnect, and so just being mindful and just hearing my words probably into your brain will help that as well. It's creating a lack of circulation throughout your whole body.
Okay.
So maybe you can see, like, after you get off the call, why you wouldn't want to be with you. You're very wonderful, and you're supported much more than you know. And so if you can just sit on that a little bit and kind of consider that a little more too, and be a little more compassionate with yourself, be a little more kind to yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. And please write me. I think, Jules, you can just write to my personal email or however you can get a hold of me is fine.
Okay, I'll do that.
Please. Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, thank you very much.
So the penile gland, how does it look now?
Do I need more work? There's a little more. I didn't focus on that a lot. Most pineal glands have a little bit of, they're a little bit calcified. And so that was the case with yours. So I just at least took the first layer off there.
Okay.
On top of that. Yeah, so at least it lets a little more, just to give you a little more spark. But
okay.
But I want you to, like, actually jump into your life a little more. And then I'll support that more too. So that will help you be more grounded. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you,
yeah.
Jewel.
You're
welcome.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Powerful, powerful, Eric. That was wonderful. Oh, gosh, this is so much fun. Let's do another.
Okay.
I really love this live show stuff. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's do Domino Quit. Joseph.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Okay.
But we'll call me Nancy because I like that one better.
Okay, Nancy.
Okay,
that.
Well, I'm here, and, you know, like this, I'm so happy to be here. I don't know what to ask for now. I'm getting nervous. But I guess what I want to ask is, Eric, I feel like I'm close to making my magic.
Yes.
But maybe I need to release some blockages. I'm not quite sure.
I don't know. I'm not that big on blockages, personally. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you want to take a look at my field and tell me what my issue is?
I mean, I think I'm like, it can dissolve blockages, but I just think sometimes that gets in our head. It's more in our brain. And so,
yeah,
if we can be a little more light-hearted with that.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's play with that a little bit, okay?
Okie doke.
So what's the main thing that you're interested in doing and not getting in your life?
Okay. Well, I feel like I don't fit here in my life anymore.
Okay.
So do you know what I mean by that?
I understand.
Okay, good. And so that's how I'm feeling, like nothing fits anymore. And so now what?
Okay, gotcha. I think I got something going. So if you can put your attention again on being open and receptive.
Okay.
Yeah, just relax a little bit. Breathe.
Okay.
Yeah, just get comfortable.
There
you go. So we're going to take a little ride for a second. Okay, how are you doing now? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, actually.
Yeah, your voice changed a little bit. It's good. It sounds open and broad. And what else is happening?
Well, my cat is kind of tickling me.
I thought it was your cat that jumped up on you.
She did, and I couldn't resist her. Yeah.
The cat, animals love that. I have a cat, too, and it sleeps on my head at night.
Yes, they're so cool.
They love the energy, yeah.
But I'm feeling lighter, I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? I feel like my stomach expanded.
Yeah, well, is this running the energy from, like, your, with your feet and circulating there to try to look? What's happening is, like, you're ungrounded. So your energy is out of your body a little bit. It's coming up about, I would say, almost a foot above your head. And so the energy, like, in your feet, ankles and feet, it's just, like not there. And so it just helped you, like, connect the earth more. So maybe you could, it would be awesome for you to be out, like, walking. I don't know if you do any walking or anything like that. Just walk. It'd be nice to walk in where people are at, too. That would be the best therapy for you to just
really?
Be.
So yeah, it doesn't matter if I'm in New York City on the concrete?
Doesn't matter at all, no. Just
get
out, yeah, and just so you're connected with the ground. Yeah, the energy goes through concrete, whatever. It's just like then just maybe concentrate for the first week or so of bringing that energy up from the earth into in through your feet. And so
I can do that.
Yeah, go for that and just see. I'm interested in like what happens too. So if you just a little note here or there, that would be awesome.
Okay, cool. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it so much, you guys.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. Your voice sounds good. So yeah,
very good.
Nice.
Thank you again.
Good. You're very welcome.
Be well.
You too.
Okay, Eric, I want to talk. Before we go to the next caller, I want to talk about this very special thing that you and I are doing next week about this email that we're sending out. And I want to let the audience know that Eric is energizing this one email. And what we would love to have happen is that people would send this on. Because the energy that Eric, and correct me if I'm wrong, he is placing this energy of well-being, of happiness, of just feeling good. And every person that receives this email, and if they set their intention as we have it written in there, they will get a healing. And if you forward that to your friends or families or even bosses, you're giving the ultimate gift of giving this healing to people who have every desire to be happy just like you. Is that right, Eric? Do you want to expand on our email blast?
No, that's right. And so, that was funny when you said with the bosses, et cetera. So you can just lay it on someone's desk. You know, it's all positive energy. It's not manipulating anything. And so I've done some things like this a little bit smaller, and it's been super fun, super effective. And so what happens is I just embed the first email that goes out, and then I can just keep manipulating that as far as the energy. So wherever it goes, if it goes from here to, I'm in Portland and Jules is in, where are you at?
Southern California.
Yeah, you're in California, right.
But every person that it touches, they just simply have to be open to receive all of the healing, right?
Right. And this will have a little bit of that built into it already. So even if they just look at it, the energy will connect with them. So it's programmed to do that. It's just like me sitting here, like I have a thought in my head, then I project that out, and I see something, I project that out. It connects with you because we're one and the same. And so we're working together. I'm always working together with people. I'm not doing something to someone else.
I get you.
So it's really you have free will, and just like anybody does, their psyche will take it or it won't. And so that's fine. Either way is good.
To me, being able to send this email to your friends or family or to somebody who's in need is just like the ultimate gift. I mean, it's just so wonderful that you can have this to do for somebody. I just think it's starting a ripple effect that is just magnificent.
Yeah, it's quite fun. It's fun. It's efficient, and it's for everyone, and it doesn't cost anything unless you're making it $1,000 of email or something. Unless you didn't tell me about that.
Are you talking to me? No, no.
No, I'm talking to this computer I'm looking into right now.
No. This is free. We wanted to go around the world a couple of times because if you can send it to people in Sweden, in Norway, in Africa, in Iraq, in Iran, you send it all over. Can you imagine the effects of people feeling good and happy and just releasing of these some of these negative things? Gosh, the whole world, the whole planet would shift to a higher level. I'm very excited about this. So I wanted to let everybody know that we are going to send it out on August 6th. And if you would like to get this email, I'm going to, all you need to do is go to loaradionetwork.com. And put in your email, and we will send this out to everybody on that list. And then I'm also going to have it on our blog. So in case you don't get it or you lose your copy of it, you can always go to the blog and see it, copy it, and go ahead and send it out. So that's probably the best way. Send them love and peace by giving them this email. I just think it's wonderful. I just love this idea. And Eric, you had this idea that you brought to me, and I'm just thinking this is so perfect. So I am thrilled about it.
It's a good time right now to do these things. And so this month, the stars are in alignment for this kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right.
So we can, yeah, enjoy it. We'll have fun.
Yeah, we'll have fun. Okay, let's go to the next caller here. Let's go with Carly.
Oh, it's me.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Oh, I feel so blessed. Thank you. I didn't think I'd get in. Hi, Eric. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I'm doing okay, but a couple little things that I'd like to discuss. I've been kind of down, but that's not really why I was calling in. I wrenched my back today or something. That's the first thing. And my back is kind of around the waist is kind of spasming. I was gardening and then I was lifting a vacuum cleaner and I don't know if that was it, but that's just a temporary thing, I assume. But one of my biggest issues is my tailbone. I fractured it many, many years ago, 25, 30 years ago, and it is really giving me a lot of chronic pain. It's just chronic. It's always chronic, my sacrum and my tailbone. And I assume it's just physical. But,
well, let's check it out. Yeah, I'll check it out, and I'll check out the rest of your system. I think I can see a couple things going on. So again, we're going into receiver mode for you, okay? Try to open up and to set your intention again to receive. Just try to relax a little bit and just, yeah, look at us. So we're just playing together. We're just kind of moving energy together. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So here we go. Okay, there. How are you doing, Carly?
Oh, wow, I'm so hot. I'm so hot, and I just had to put my hand over my heart. And just in gratitude, and my heart's hot, too.
Oh,
and
good.
I have a lot of energy. damaging my crown.
Good.
Crown chakra.
Yeah, so what I was noticing, like, a lot of energy is interesting, like, on the bottom half of your body. And so just, like, bringing that up and bringing – so you can actually enjoy your life more. But one thing that I noticed, the pressure, like, you're always putting more pressure on yourself. And then, like, almost like pushing forward. So it's interesting, then your tailbone is hurting. It's like, you know, that you need rest, lay down, take it easy when your body tells you to. And that, you know, it's being the impetus for your activity is like feeling, again, like not good enough for whatever reason. And so just be truthful with yourself and to recognize that's not true at all. And yeah, if you can just drill that into your brain, or I will. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, you can help me do that. That would be good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I put kind of a...
You hit me all right on the head. You certainly did. I do put a lot of pressure on myself. And I don't trust myself enough, you know, and have confidence in myself enough. Did you say I have a lot of energy in my lower chakras?
No, it was actually getting kind of there's energy there, but it's not able to do its job. That's what I should say, to keep everything, you know, to help support all the other chakras. So because you're kind of a, like I said, you're a driver, you're always kind of like moving forward, and you're kind of in and out of your body a lot. And so if you could just be a little more, again, like kind to yourself and just notice, you know, try to keep have more awareness around that, like when you're overdoing, and that's probably most of the time. So if you could look at your schedule kind of just and see where you could cut back and take breaks and honor your own self, and maybe make a list of the things that you do, that you love, that you appreciate, etc.
I do have a gratitude journal.
Yeah, I would highlight that. And if you can, have some of your friends write down some things too.
Oh, about myself?
Yes, about you.
Oh,
that'd
about
be me. Yeah, it'd be a good step for you, and then to break out of the cycle of this circle and that, so you don't have to, like, having your rear hurt all the time. So I'm telling you to get off your rear and go get some support from your friends.
Oh, I see. Oh, well. That's funny. Do I have a mindset that nothing ever works for me? Do you see that in me?
Yeah, I mean, that's why your rear hurts. My rear would hurt too. If
really?
I thought that. Yeah, I mean, you have.
How do I let go of that?
Don't let go of it. Just see it for what it is. It's just something kind of that. What happens when people have that mindset? It's like usually, I can see a lot of like untapped power, and so what happens? It's really frustrated. You know, you get really frustrated as a person, so the energy gets blocked. It gets pushed down the chakras, from the higher chakras down to lower. So that's just part of it, kind of that energy gets stuck in there in the midsection. And so just allowing yourself to acknowledge the truth of who you are. And so since maybe you're not as practiced at that, but keep that journal, but then elicit support from your friends. That's what I would do right away, just as soon as possible.
Just have them tell me about what they see in me.
Exactly. Yeah. Tell. Just get that feedback, because I'm positive that will unshake this stuff in your system, in your body, and your mind too.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Eric.
Yeah.
Is it Eric Altman? What is your .com? Is that your website?
Yeah. EricAltman.com.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then I want to be on that email list. If I got the email today, Jules. Your email about tonight's show with Eric.
Oh, then you're covered, my dear.
Oh, good. So glad. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Make sure you do that with your friends. Promise me that, because then, yeah, the next time that we talk or connect, yeah, you're going to feel a lot better.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for asking, and thanks for being here.
Many blessings.
You know, Eric, that is so important for people to understand, that we need to understand that we're appreciated. That was really good advice. And for everybody listening, it's okay to ask people, what do you think about me? Am I doing right, or what do you think I'm doing wrong? You know, just it's that kind of input that everybody needs to feel that they're loved and appreciated. That's human nature.
It is, and it's a simple way that we can discover things, and you'd be surprised how apt and how people would jump in on that, friends, et cetera, and giving you feedback, you know. And it's very, very helpful, because obviously they're the people that probably know you the most, and so they're going to give you help in ways that you know, so you don't have to go pay a coach or da da da, you know, to tell you, you know, that you're amazing. Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. Okay, so let's go to the next caller, and there's a couple people that I really want to get on. Patricia Bird, I know that's not her name, but it's area code 860. Let's
Hi,
go
Jules.
With you.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I knew you would. For some strange reason, things are working out perfectly. I just wanted to first say thank you to my dear friend, Joelle, who told me about you, Jules, a couple of years ago when I've been listening to you.
Aww.
And actually, you've really exposed me and opened so many doors into my life with all your wonderful guests. And one of the first people that I've listened to was you, Eric, your interview and an energy transmission that you gave, and I vividly remember it was about a year ago, and I was painting my mother's room, who was in the hospital at the time, and I was brought to my knees with tears, feeling the energy and the healing that you transmitted. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for taking it in.
It feels great, and it's continued to give, the gift that keeps on giving. To make it brief, I would just love you to do your thing, and I would say I feel so open and never more happy and blissful than I am at this moment in my life. And I guess the challenges that I have is caring for my autistic son, and now who's going to be turning 30, yikes, next month, and my elderly mother, so and trying to care for myself. So I would love you to give me some guidance.
Does your son, does he live with you?
Yes.
And does your mother? Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I have a couple things I'm looking at. So let's, you seem like you're in a good spot now. So if you want to just open again to receive and
I am open.
Okay. So here we go. So just be quiet. Go into quiet for a little bit. Okay. And just take a deep breath. Amazing. No, thank you. It's trying to look for words.
I feel your love. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, it's like all I could see is like white. It's like maybe a handful of times I've seen that. There's Yeah, definitely, like, your service is it really stands out. It's like it's literally like an angel here, like, on the planet, and how your effect on people and your, like, selflessness is really, like, I just kept seeing that would come up, you know, over and over again, and that's very evident, kind of, too, just your, the auric field around you is very large, to say the least.
Oh.
Yeah. So
thank you.
Very beautiful. Thank you very much. Yes, thanks for allowing me to like
help animals. That's my dream right now, is what I'm trying to figure out, how I can help dogs and rescue animals, and that would be my joy. But I still want to care for my son and my mother. But
one thing that came through with that too is like, if you just speaking very specifically, excuse me, about that, is if you could, it'd be nice to get some help so you could go out and do things like that. I kept seeing that where you're going out and either working with people or animals or where you're enjoying things in a different way. But it'd be really a nice break for them as well, just to do have some other influences in their life, just to mix things up a little bit. But just for you, just for your own, like, you know, just for your own joy and health and things like that.
I'd love to be in touch with you. Thank you so much. It's helped
me. Yeah, you're very welcome.
Thank
very
you.
Welcome.
For bringing Eric to me.
My pleasure. All right, good night.
Very sweet. Yes, very sweet.
And then just one final question. I got an email from a gal, Heidi, who wants to help her friend's dog who has pancreatitis. Are you able to do that with animals? I mean, are they able to do the intention or what?
Yeah, they're already so open anyway, so they're much easier than like humans to work with. So I always work with. We have where I live in Portland, Oregon, is probably about 2 hours from me. We have a huge, one of the biggest bird centers in the country. And so they have a center up there where they fix, or I don't know if that's the right word, but they help birds that are either have a broken wing or things like that. But special birds they bring in from all over the country to this place right up, probably a half mile from my house. And it's in the woods. It's beautiful. And so oftentimes I'll help animals and things like that.
Oh, yeah, I could see you doing that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So Heidi's friend's name is Rebecca, and her dog's name is Jax, J-A-X.
Okay. Do you have any idea, like, where they're at? Just in, I mean,
Heidi is 817 area code.
That's good. That's good enough for me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So and the dog's name is Jax.
Yeah, J-A-X.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I could do that for a minute right now if you want me to.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Oh,
okay.
Let's do it for the dog.
Okay, yeah, okay. Okay, that's good. So funny. Animals, what I'll do is I'll project a certain color into them and their cells and that sort of thing. And unlike humans, they'll shift the color to what they want.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's on no, I don't know how that happens. I talked to lots of people about that. But so I put in like love, like loving energy, like a lot of loving energy. So it stayed there for a while. And then all of a sudden I didn't do anything. It just shifted like to gold, just filled the whole body with gold. And so somehow there's something about animals. It's really, that's why I like working with them. They're magical. And then what I have to do first is I have to cut out, Rebecca in the equation so that she's not, because she's projecting the energy on to the dog that the dog has this disease. And so then I have to cut that off right away and just redirect that out into the sun. I could do it anywhere, but it's just a safe place to go. So it burns that away. So that projection gets released. And then it gives me the opportunity to like clean out that. And so then, species like at that level, so they don't have enough wherewithal in the sense of like they don't have to recreate it. They just want like whatever they feel bad, so they just want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's going to be okay? Is Jack going to be okay?
So the way I look at I always like, I'll keep working with someone or something until I can see like why, you know, why are they holding on to it? Why do they keep that? What's the benefit for them? So for like him, there's no benefit for it. So the potential of him getting better is about 80%. Yeah. So we'll see. Yeah, it'll be interesting to. Yeah, that's pretty. Those are pretty accurate, unless he's just super old too. I don't, you know, if he's.
Yeah.
There's some other things that I don't know. I don't have the information yet. So.
Well, Heidi, let us know. Let us know. I'm anxious to know about this. Now, send Eric an email at ericaltman.com, and there's a contact form there that you can just send to Eric, or you can send to me, Jules@LOA Radio Network. I am so excited about this cruise, and if you want to go, go to lawofattractioncruise.com and sign up immediately. I know that you are going to be a different person when you walk off the ship after having 3 whole days with Eric.
I want to add something to that a little bit, if you don't mind. I didn't mean to interrupt. But there's a thing I was considering last night, and how I'd be able to do that as an extra to the cruise is like to start to teach them how they could work with like 3 or 4 people at a time. So I could bring you out first as an example, then get like 5 people out there. And then you and I can decide who's doing the work, right? So the people won't know that way. So then we'll get accurate information back from them. And so then
very cool.
Yeah. So then I'll bring other people. Of course, it's really fun because then they can help. The reason I'm doing that is so that then they can help their loved ones and things like that, and pass that on. Yeah, I'll just give them some really strong techniques that they could use, and yeah, they would just get better at that. So it'd be fun.
Oh, gosh, that sounds fabulous.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
We are so out of time. Eric, thank you so much for coming. And, I love you. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
And for everyone, remember about the emails, LOA Radio Network, and sign up today for it. Thank you. Have a great week ahead.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com, and have a great week.